Banana pudding is on my list. You got to throw banana pudding in there. What? Go ahead, Tim. Country boy, however you want to say it. I know you got some smart ass comment.
I believe there's a G at the end of pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding. You know what I like? Me some pudding. Some nanner pudding at that. It be the best. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 6 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. And we are back for another week. Got to kick it over to my boy, Tim, though. Bro, what is going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Super excited to be in the studio. We're at episode 6.
Episode 6 already. I feel like every episode, we always say the number of the episode and, like, we're here already. But this is true. I mean, this shit is going by fast, week by week. We're broadcasting from the Up Top Pod Studios, and every week, as y'all know, we got a special guest. We're gonna throw. We got the guest on.
We got a decent guest this week.
We're gonna take the special off. Nah, I'm just playing. We got a special guest this week. My sister Ashley Bish. What's going on?
What is up? I'm excited to be here.
Are you for real though?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm for real. Yes.
I appreciate you coming in because. You came straight from work.
Yes.
Came straight from work. Like, I got off work today, had some time to chill out, take a little nap. Not going to lie to you, I took a nap. And I'm not a nap-taking guy.
Bullshit. Yeah, no.
That's you, bro. You sleep any and everywhere we go.
Car naps. I can't take, like, regular naps.
Yeah, he was knocked out the whole time to Philly. Remember that?
The way there and back. The entire time. On the way to Philly.
It was the best drive ever.
I'm sure it was. I bet you got to Philly quick, didn't you?
Dude, I went to sleep, woke up, was like, oh, shit, we're in Chester. Let me grab my shit. Thank you, y'all.
Man, but we got a great episode for you all tonight. We appreciate everybody that has subscribed to us on Spotify. We're still waiting to get approved on a lot of the other podcast, I guess you could say.
Podcast players.
Podcast players out there. But it's coming. It's coming. Want to give a special birthday shout out to our episode 4 guest, Emily Rock.
Happy birthday, Emily.
And definitely giving that shout out because that episode is our highest grossing episode, Tim. 95 views. So 5 views away from 100. We're going to break 100 on
one
episode.
So go ahead and check that out.
Yeah,
binge all of them. If this is your first one, go back and binge all of them.
Yeah, and I know, Ashley, you listened to a few of them.
Yes,
you should listen to all of them because, you know, you got to support the fam.
Of course, I only listen to one.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, all right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not going to put you on blast or anything, but you did say Shaq sucked.
Shout out to Shaq.
What's up, Shaq? Appreciate you listening. I know you listen on Spotify, and Ashley's turning red in the face right now. So next time you see her, make sure you clown her. You got to get used to this, Ashley. This is what the podcast is about.
That's messed up.
I mean, this is what this is about. It's a really hot kitchen in here. So before we dive into the topics and really get into the podcast, something that we like to do is kind of get to know the guests a little bit. So how old are you for people that don't know?
I'm 22 years old.
22 years old. Been able to drink legally for a year because I knew you were out there breaking the law before.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So obviously we're neighbors. Me and you are neighbors.
Yes.
Got your own apartment. Animal wise, how many cats do you have? She's a cat girl.
I have 3.
I don't fuck with cats.
Hey.
Whoa.
Do you even have cats, Tim?
No, but I had Apollo. He still holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah, where's he at? So you got 3 cats. What are their names?
They are Kitty, Fluffy, and Bandit.
She has a cat
named
Kitty.
Super original. Yes. Yeah, I like
they
that.
They are. They're so basic, but oh well.
That's dope.
Ashley's gonna be the girl that has 12 cats.
Probably.
Easily, especially once she gets in a house. So you and Chris have been together for how long now?
It's about to be 7 years.
Holy shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Y'all been dating for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, playing a little Dr. Phil, Ashley. Are you happy in your relationship? No, I'm not gonna pull the Dr. Phil out, but Don't forget, everybody listening, we do have Plead the Fifth to top off the episode, to end the episode. So you got to make sure that you stay tuned because I have a feeling it's going to be a good one.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Tim says he always has these questions, man, and I kind of think they're weak. Every episode.
Well, I mean, I've got you to plead the fifth, so I put the fifth
but
once.
But you put me to against my family all the time.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Man. I have to agree.
Thank you.
That's okay.
So, you have to agree what?
That it's fine sometimes to do that.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Okay. So, all three of us in here love true crime. I know, Tim, you listen to true crime podcasts like every single day at work.
All day, 24/7. If I wasn't here, I'd be somewhere listening to a podcast.
So what's your favorite true crime podcast? So we're gonna shout out another podcast on
this
podcast.
Shout out to Small Town Murder. Absolutely amazing.
What about it that you like about it? That kind of makes it different from other podcasts.
It's two comedians, so they add humor instead of just like dry like, oh, and he cut the lady's head off. Like they'll make jokes around the murder. Like, they won't really make fun of the victims or anything. Not too much, but...
not too much.
It's my kind of humor. It's hilarious.
I got you. And Ashley, I know you watch true crime documentaries and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. Yes. So, you know, I do the same. And I thought that'd be a great way to start the podcast off because there's a lot of fucking people out there that enjoy true crime like we do. So, I kind of want to jump into... What true crime really got our attention, and that we're like, you know, what case really got our attention, and what case are we still in like in awe of, and like, wow, I can't believe that happened. And I'll start off because yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson murders.
Right.
That was the case for me that really got me into true crime, like really. Got me into true crime. And the reason I say that is because it all started off with the TV show that was on Netflix. It was The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
So did he do it?
I'll get into that. So I'm about to dive deep into this. And so I watched that, and then I was like, man, I'm really into this shit. So I watched the 8-part documentary on ESPN. Man, it was fucking amazing. It was called O.J. Made in America, one of the best documentaries till this day that I've ever seen, ever. So, you know, I was just obsessed with that case. I've watched all the YouTube videos, listened to all the podcasts, watched all the documentaries, like I said, the shows and everything that I can. What really interests me about that is, I mean, just we were little kids. So we don't obviously we didn't really live through that to the point where we could remember. So I guess today you got to put in terms of a LeBron James killing his wife or accused of killing his wife and another person, which was her friend Ron Goldman, and just the magnitude of how big O.J. Simpson was. I think that was what shocked me the most, you know, because this isn't like your normal, you know, small town case or anything like that. I mean, this was the biggest celebrity in America at the time. So actually, I had the chance to go out to LA in 2017. And I ended up staying with, one of my friends in Brentwood, California, where the murders took place. And we just got back from Santa Monica. We were drinking all day, chilling. I was about to go to bed. And I was like, you know what, you know, I'm gonna put into my GPS and see how far away Nicole Brown Simpson's apartment was, which was where the murder scene was.
Right in the
like,
front.
Yeah, I was like, because that would be interesting to check out. At least that's what I thought. So I put it in, and it was only 0.6 miles away. I was like, yo, I gotta go there tomorrow. So I woke up, and I was like, do I really want to do this? I mean, because that seems kind of weird in a sense. You know what I mean? You're going to check out a murder scene. So, I mean, it kind of sits in my mind as weird, but I got to do it because it's like this is the case that I was obsessed with. This was like one of the biggest cases ever in America. So, anyways, long story short, I ended up and I put it in my GPS. I walked to it. It was creepy, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I walked up to the front, and I was standing, just standing there. It was actually, now it's kind of hidden with a bunch of trees.
Yeah, because so many people were going there.
So many people like me were going there, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, there was three other people there, you know, walking by, taking photos and all this other stuff. But I'm sitting there just staring at the front of the house, and I look down, and I just think in my head, like, man, I'm literally standing on the same tile that was drenched in Nicole Brown Simpson's blood and Ron Goldman's blood. It's got this really eerie feeling, and I just got up out of there, man. It was
I mean, OJ's not coming back.
No, I know, but it's just a weird ass feeling being there. I don't know if you've ever really done anything like that, but it's just, man, if you saw the murder scene photos, I mean, it was drenched in blood, and they hadn't replaced the tile at all. So, you know, it was just a creepy feeling, man. But that was the case for me that really, you know, got me into true crime. What about you, Tim?
I'm going to say the Watt family murders. That happened not too long ago. It was last year. It was where Chris Watt killed his wife, Shanann Watt, and their two children. They were 4 and 3, two little girls. He killed them, packed them up in his truck, put them in a giant oil drum, like a waste drum, at his job, and the hole was 8 inches in diameter.
Wow.
So you're shoving two little girls in there. And then he carried his wife somewhere else because he couldn't get her up. He couldn't carry his wife up there, so he buried her somewhere else on the property or put her somewhere else, and denied it for the longest time. And then they found out that he was having an affair and all that, and he ended up saying that he came home and he saw that Shanann had murdered their two daughters, and then he murdered her because he was so angry, and then he got rid of the bodies. So not only did he kill her, but then after that he blames her for killing his two daughters. Like, what a piece of shit.
Do you feel like that case, like, sits with you the most right now, and, like, that, I guess, puts you in awe because it happened recently?
Yeah, and or just, like,
just the case overall, I mean.
Yeah, the 8-inch opening really bothers me.
Yeah, no, I remember when we talked about that before the podcast, you had mentioned that, and you mentioned that particular part of the story multiple
times. That's smaller than a dinner plate.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to fit something. Your fucking daughters.
Two little girls.
Like, they had scratch marks all on their body from being forced through the hole.
Yeah.
Like, what? And no, like, sign of, like, aggression or no violence in his past, no real crimes in his past. Just, like, an average guy. The family was in debt because they were living this, like, I would say kind of phony lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy to me. Like, out of nowhere, just one day.
Man, that is crazy and super sad, for real. I mean, I didn't know by name what you were talking about when you first mentioned it, but I know exactly the story and everything within it now, you know, that you explained it, for sure.
Yeah. What's one for you, Ashley?
I probably wouldn't say a specific one. I'd probably say what got me into true crime is actually a couple, like, John Wayne Gacy. You guys heard of him?
Yeah.
I have not.
He's the Night Stalker?
No. This is the guy that, like, dressed up as a clown and murdered over 30 teenage boys, like, tortured them and sexually assaulted them. That was in 1970s, though.
Do you remember where this was at?
I don't.
Pogo the Clown. Pogo the Clown was his,
like, yeah, name. Yeah, yeah. They've made movies about him. I don't know if you guys have seen them.
I haven't.
Yeah. And then there was, you guys know how the Ted Bundy Netflix
the movie? Ted Bundy tapes?
Well, the tapes are the one with Zac Efron.
Sick.
No, the tapes are the actual movie is the one with Zac Efron in it, I thought. Yeah,
and then the documentary is just straight facts. That's called it was what the judge said about.
You talking about the tapes, though?
I was just talking about, like, his case in general, because, like, I don't think it's one specific.
Oh, no.
That actually, like,
got me into.
It's, like, stuff like that. Like, I think he had killed over, like, 40 women.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. And he was in jail and then escaped and then killed more. So that was even crazier.
In Florida. He went down to Florida and killed.
Yeah. That's insane to me. And then probably one that's kind of more recent than those is definitely Casey Anthony. I just cannot.
On the previous podcast.
Bitch is weird ass.
I'm sure you heard if you listened to episode 4.
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that
creepy? That was very, very...
You lock your doors at night, don't you?
Well, I mean, Emily didn't want me to give a basic ass answer. So I had to juice it up a little bit.
Yeah, you've definitely thought about that before.
I was about to say, yeah, whatever.
I did not think about
that. That's written down somewhere.
I haven't thought about that shit before. But back to my case, Tim, yes, I think OJ did it.
I'm pretty sure.
I remember that's what you asked in the beginning. I didn't answer that. But after reading everything, and dude, that case just sits with me even more because of the way the trial went. Like, I've never seen so much evidence, especially DNA evidence, linked to one person.
But the glove didn't fit. You must have quit.
I know why he got off. One, because of racial tensions.
His right after Rodney King?
Yeah, right after Rodney King. And you know, the African-American community was absolutely fed up. And he was represented by one of the best defense attorneys in the world. And
like three of the best.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran, Rob Shapiro, and Rob Kardashian, and a bunch of them, man. It was a whole team. They were called the Dream Team.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting off for the reasons that I named. But man, the prosecuting attorney just fucked that case all up, like letting him try on the glove when one, there was blood on the glove, so the glove had dried up. When stuff like that dries up, it shrinks. Two. O.J. Simpson had stopped taking his arthritic medicine, which causes his hands to swell up as well. So, of course, the glove wasn't going to fit. But it was just an amazing job by the defense attorney. And, you know, they did their job. And he was found not guilty.
Right. So, he's innocent.
If that's what you're going to go with.
I'm not saying that he didn't do it, but he's innocent.
No, I'm asking you, do you think he did it?
Fuck yeah, he did it. They were talking about the amount of strength and like anger that it would take to do what he did to his wife.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I know you said that you didn't really dig into the case, especially like I did, but when you get a chance, I'm not saying this might not be something you even want to see, but if you look at the crime scene photos.
He almost decapitated her.
Yeah, it was like her neck was hanging on by a thread.
Who would have that much anger towards them two?
That's what I'm saying.
And supposedly they weren't like dating or in a relationship, right?
They weren't.
Yeah.
He showed up at the wrong time.
Supposedly. I'm going to put that.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Allegedly they weren't dating.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could say allegedly. But fact is we don't know.
Yeah.
Fact is we don't know. So, I'm glad we all share that interest. And there's a lot of people that actually share the true crime interest, man. I know when we started this first podcast, a lot of people said we should talk more about true crime on this podcast. So let's go ahead and jump into the meat of the podcast. That was more of a serious conversation, but a good one to start the podcast off, man. I think people will definitely enjoy that. But let's go ahead and jump into our list, Tim. We do this every time with all kinds of topics. Our top list. We'll start off with desserts.
Okay. Don't ever look at me like that again when you say
desserts.
Let's
start off with desserts.
All right, I just vomited, y'all. But yeah.
And I'm going to kick this over to Ashley first. I'm going to let you start off. We'll go your top three desserts.
Top three?
Yeah.
Ooh. I would definitely say number one has to be banana pudding.
Spoken like a true country girl, banana pudding.
Number two, probably chocolate chip pie.
Chocolate chip pie. Got you.
Definitely.
That's a classic within our family.
Yes.
For sure.
Number three, pecan pie.
That shit's disgusting.
No.
That shit's disgusting.
You're best on Thanksgiving.
Not gonna lie, your list was A1 and it really just took a shit right there on the floor. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, well, let's hear yours.
Banana pudding. Is okay. On my list. You got to throw banana pudding in there. What? Go ahead, Tim. Country boy, however you want to say it. I know you got some smart ass comment.
I'm just saying, I believe there's a G at the end of pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding. You know what I like? Me some pudding. Some nanner pudding at that. It be the best.
Dickhead. All right, so banana pudding is on my list. Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
I gotta throw the OG chocolate chip cookies in there. And then I had this 2 years ago for the first time, and it's fucking amazing. Peanut butter swirl cheesecake. That shit is fucking bomb. If you ever get a chance to have that.
From Lane, where?
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Yeah. That shit is amazing. Did you say Lane, bro?
No, I sneezed.
Oh, okay. So let's hear your top three.
I'm going to start this off by saying, I don't like this beat. But I'm going to weather the storm. No, I actually don't really like dessert. I'm just going to put that out there.
This was your topic. Oh my God. This is what you wanted to talk about.
No, besides that, I like ice cream.
All right, so come on, man. Give the people a little bit more than that.
At least flavor. I got two other.
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup. Probably my favorite.
Typical, mixing the white and the black. What else you got?
You'll find out. I do like apple pie with ice cream. Mm. That's pretty dope. And then
definitely, if we did a top five, that definitely be in my top five.
That's and whack.
Plain cheesecake. Okay. Yeah, plain cheesecake.
But didn't you snugged at my cheesecake.
Peanut butter, because you don't need to put anything on cheesecake. Leave it the fuck alone.
Fucking peanut butter swirl. Yeah. You can't tell me that shit doesn't bang. Doesn't sound banging.
It doesn't sound banging.
It does, though. Come on, bro.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
All right, real quick. So we talked about our desserts. Let's jump into our top three candy. I'm throwing a curveball here.
Okay. Oh.
Top three candy. Ashley walked in to the podcast with a Red Bull and Twizzlers.
And didn't offer anybody
anything.
I've been like wanting a Twizzler for like a week, and I just haven't been able to make it to the store.
Ashley, how many you got left over there?
Two. You want some?
Nope.
All right.
Damn.
I mean, if you didn't offer to begin with, I don't want to.
I mean, apparently you don't want to share, so it's okay. So, Ashley, you want to start off and tell us your favorite candies?
Hold on. Hey, can I get a Twizzler? But go ahead. Yeah, your top three candies.
Three?
If you had to pick.
Number one would definitely be peanut M&Ms for me.
Okay.
And then number two.
Number one?
Yes.
Okay.
Have to have the peanuts, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Number two, Twizzlers. Obviously. Number three, Reese Cups.
I think it's disrespectful you have Reese Cups at number three. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my list. Reese Cups at number one, damn it.
Reese Cups.
No better fucking candy.
You have to put them in the fridge, though. Have you guys ever? Yes, you do.
Yeah, they're amazing in the fridge, but you don't have to.
No, yeah, you have to.
Number two for me, peanut butter M&Ms.
Okay.
Ew.
And number three, taste the rainbow, bitches.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue to mine because Skittles is number one for me.
Number one. Hey.
Number one, Skittles.
You see whose list Skittles didn't include, right?
Number two is going to be Snickers. Snickers is super dank. Yeah, something to say?
No.
I was just wondering. Okay. And number three.
Was that a drum roll?
It was. It'd probably be Starburst.
Starburst? That's a good one. Oh, Ashley got something to say about that.
Are you serious?
I mean, I just said it. Yo, this, no more family members, okay? I don't like this shit that y'all this double-teaming shit has got to go.
Dude, I didn't say nothing, man.
Skittles, though? Skittles?
Well, yes.
Not even like sour Skittles?
Hold on, let's take a time out. Because fuck the Skittles. You didn't have Reese's on your list, Tim.
Not in my top three.
Jesus Christ, that's so disrespectful.
It's fucking...
No, you know what? Don't go any farther.
Basic. It's so basic.
God.
It is.
Okay, man. Whatever, dude. But we have to stay... We got to stay on the list and we got to jump to movies.
Okay.
I watch more movies than anybody. I watch more movies than anybody. So we're going to go our top three movies. And I'm going to kick this over to Ashley first.
Okay, this is really easy for me.
Really easy?
Yes.
All right, so talk about the movies and then tell us why they're your favorite
movies. Okay. So I would probably say my top three Well, I guess, I don't know if you would count this as a top three, but the 50 Shades series.
You can put that as one.
One? Okay.
And that's fucking horrible.
Definitely my top. No, it's not. It is not. What? That those movies are amazing. They're great. Have you actually ever sat and watched one?
Ashley, we can talk about something else. All right. You're my sister. You can pick a different. Go to your next movie.
Shit's a big weird out here.
Two would probably have to be Halloween. Yes. I can sit there and watch that like over and over and over. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
And then.
Fuck you, Cody.
And then number three would probably have to be How to Be Single, if you guys have ever seen that.
No. So what's that about and why is that in your top three?
So basically it has the same girl from 50 Shades in it, Dakota Johnson.
Okay.
And she is with a guy for years and years and years. And then she gets to college and she decides like she wants to break it off and see like what else is out there.
Okay. Typical woman. Gotcha.
Wow.
And then so she goes and like gets her own place. And just like, I guess, you know, gets that experience that she thought she wanted. And then she wanted to get back together with him. And he.
Okay. So this is just a real life. This movie is basically real life is what you're saying.
Yeah. And, okay, and he was already with someone else.
Did she move across the country?
No, she did not.
Okay.
And then so she had to learn how to be, I guess, alone. So that was, it was a really good movie. I recommend it to you guys.
Yo, Tim, you're a dick, bro. I'm going to say this right now. You're a dick.
There's a movie I watched. I can't remember what it was.
Man, what are your top three movies, bro?
Top three. Number one. I've already previously stated this. Number one is most definitely Bad Boys 2.
For sure. Why is that? Obviously, it's you know, I'm going to let you explain it. I know why Will Smith, blah, 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 blah.
Will Smith, great action. It was just dope. Martin Lawrence is dope, too.
But see, I'm glad you said Bad Boys 2, because Bad Boys 1 was a classic, but Bad Boys 2 is my absolute favorite out of the series.
And it's really weird. Yeah, it's one of those series that you don't see too often where the second one is actually better than the first.
Yeah, that's very rare, for sure.
But 100%. Number 2, probably be Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah, judge me all you want. And then...
I can't. I haven't seen it.
That's fucking ridiculous. Excuse me. Anyways, number 3, probably 7 Pounds.
Really?
That is a good movie.
7 Pounds is amazing.
Seven Pounds is a good movie.
I'm pretty sure I cried.
I'm surprised that's in your top three, though.
Will Smith again.
You said what?
Will Smith again.
I know. I'm surprised all three were Will Smith.
You know, they're coming out with a new Bad Boys, right?
Yes. Oh, do I know.
Tim knows.
Do I know. I got tickets.
Tim already pre-ordered tickets.
Hopefully it doesn't get pushed back because I don't get a refund. But I'm supposed to come out like this December, I believe.
Yeah. This year, for sure, I know for a fact.
Late this year, I know that.
Yeah.
After they've pushed it back like 3 times.
Hey, at least it's getting done. Like, hey, Friday's getting done. A new Friday. Ice Cube just said he finished writing the script.
I mean, I trust it because it's Ice Cube, but...
I'm about to say, it's Ice Cube. It's not one of these other... Ice Cube knows how to keep, you know, the same mojo going.
I like when they make movies and have the same person that was in the original.
I don't know who's going to be in this one.
Yeah. Smokey better be back.
That's the problem. Chris Tucker has been saying that he doesn't really want to come back. Maybe it's hopefully it's a smoke screen. Hopefully it's a smoke screen.
A smoky screen. Sorry, that was lame as hell.
All right, Michael, what about you?
Number three for me.
Home Alone.
No, but that is in my top five.
I know.
That is in my top five. Number three would be The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Still one of my favorite movies of all time. We all know, we talked about it on the podcast before. What Heath Ledger did as the Joker, man, I don't know if I'll ever see an acting job better than that. What's so funny?
I was going to make a joke that's really in bad taste. So I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, you better leave it alone, man. Damn it. Always fucking up my mojo, man.
A role to die for. All right, what were you saying?
Wow, you're a dick. I think the last time we talked about Heath Ledger, you joked on him, too.
Keep going,
you're a real
Ledger.
Asshole. Number two, I'm going to go the original Halloween, of course. Shout out to Ashley on that one. One of our favorites, for sure.
Yes.
I can watch it 100 times. And number one would be Steven Spielberg. And he was the director. Can anybody guess the movie?
It.
No.
I don't even know if he directed that.
I don't think so. Back to the Future.
You didn't even let me guess.
You weren't going to guess anyways.
Yes, I would have.
You want to guess Back to the Future?
Yes, that's literally your favorite movie.
Obviously, it's number one on my list. You wouldn't have guessed that shit, though.
Okay.
You wouldn't have guessed it. But Back to the Future, because, one, I definitely enjoy older movies for sure. I just feel like they have a it's just a different vibe from the newer movies that we have today. So I like the fact that it's an older movie. Michael J. Fox did an amazing job in that movie. And just a great overall plot. Back to the Future 2 was good. Really good, actually. I think that can compete for being better than the first one. And then number 3 was not bad. They were in the Wild Wild West, but number 3 wasn't bad at all. So those are my top 3. I don't really fuck with Ashley's list. No,
y'all should seriously watch that last movie I named. I'm so serious.
Tim, so
I feel like I've seen it before.
Let me ask you, do you watch quote-unquote girl movies?
Girl movie? Chick flicks?
Yeah, chick flicks.
No, but I grew up with just my mom, so she would watch, like, chick flicks, and then...
So, let me ask you this. Do you like chick flick? Like, what's your favorite chick flick of all time?
The Notebook.
For real?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That doesn't really count, though, because everybody likes The Notebook.
That's why it fucking counts. That's exactly why it counts.
I'm just fucking with you. I thought you were gonna say, like, Dear John or something like that.
I haven't seen many of those movies. I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Dear John?
No. I mean, I can name a few better things to do than watch Dear John.
That is true.
No,
number one, sleep.
Dear John was an okay movie.
I thought it was great.
The ending just sucked.
Chick flick.
The ending sucked. Just like 50 Shades of Grey. I went and saw that in a fucking movie theater with a girl. That shit was
amazing. No, it wasn't.
That shit was garbage.
No, it wasn't.
That shit was garbage, though.
I know what your favorite chick flick is. I already know.
What?
The Twilight series.
I actually never seen those.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're good or not.
Okay.
I haven't. I really haven't.
They're all right. Do you like those, Tim?
They're actually my second favorite. I'm totally lying. I think I should like two of them.
Titanic.
Oh, it's, classic.
I think that's like a people flick, though. I don't know if that's a chick flick.
You don't think so?
I don't think that would be chick flick. I think like Mean Girls and stuff like that is chick flick.
Oh. Well, then I guess if we would go... But Titanic's considered a love movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, love story doesn't mean it's a chick flick.
But yeah. Love story is The Notebook.
Scarface is kind of a love story.
Well, I guess if the Titanic doesn't count, I'll go Notebook then.
Okay. You know Richard, my boss?
Yeah.
Shout out to Richard.
Dog, I know who Richard is.
Number. That was for the audience.
I'm sure they know who Richard is by now.
Favorite movie of all time, The Titanic.
Yo, shout out to Richard, bro.
I'm surprised that wasn't in your top 3, honestly.
It's a good movie, but not top. Come on.
You used to watch it all the time.
That's because I can never finish it. Not going to lie.
Two VHSs. If you had a VHS,
My Nanny Moody had that. I don't know if you remember, actually.
Yes.
My Nanny Moody had, dog, fucking every classic movie. And The Green Mile was double VHS.
Dog, that movie scared the shit out of me, actually.
That movie was...
I watched it when I was hella young and, like,
well, you know,
the electric chair and
you know who wrote the book, don't you?
Me.
Seriously, do you know who wrote the book?
No, I really don't.
Stephen King.
Really?
I bet you wouldn't guess that, would you?
No, but that seems kind of mild for Stephen King.
Yeah, I know, but... Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, he wrote it. He doesn't write all horror stories. I think you should know that. I mean, I know you don't read, but...
I don't. What's reading?
What were we talking about?
Movies.
Chick flicks.
Your favorite chick flick?
So I've only watched The Notebook. I mean, Titanic so many times because honestly, I've probably turned that movie on 30 times, and I've probably watched it start to finish 6 or 7 times.
Okay.
If it's on TV, shit, fuck you. You better clear your day.
It is
like
long.
A six hour movie time frame.
That's why I haven't seen it in, like, probably since I watched it on VHS.
Yeah. So. But yeah, man, those are most of them are good movies. Like I said, I don't mess with Ashley's movies. But
are you serious?
And Tim, I'm just really surprised you put. Let me ask you this real quick before we move on, because we're already at 34, almost 40 minutes.
Well, we're managing time kind of well.
John Q or 7 Pounds? Because John Q fucked me up. John Q is a good ass movie.
You can only watch John Q like once every 3 years or else you will be in a permanent depression. Seriously. That's why I'm picking 7 Pounds. I like 7 Pounds better because even though it's a really fucking sad movie, it's nowhere near as sad as John Q.
You think it's just because of kids involved with John Q?
No.
Just overall story.
Just like, yeah, it's just like so sad. Like
especially when he ended up going to jail at the end.
Yeah, like
that was so fucked up.
I mean, but he kind of did like hold the hospital hostage and like hurt people.
That's definitely real life.
Did he really hurt anybody though? The only person that he hurt was the white boy because he attacked him.
I mean, as you should if you're being held hostage.
You still can't hold people hostage.
Okay, look.
You said that's a true story.
Yo, John.
No.
John, I'm with you, John. These people are against you, but I'm with you, brother.
I was saying
I'd be chilling with them.
Yeah. I was saying that it's, like, true. Like, people feel like they have to do that because you can't afford, you know, for your kids to get a new heart or something. That's definitely...
The definition of I would do anything for my kids.
Yeah.
True. All right, so we're going to wrap up our list topic of... or section of the podcast and our top vacation spots that we want to visit. We don't have to put a number on it. It could be 3, it could be 5, whatever y'all want to do. And I'm going to kick it over to Ashley again. Props to being a guest. So what are some vacation spots that are on your list to visit? So I guess, you know, that you really want to visit within the next few years.
I would probably say my top number one has always been Hawaii.
Why is that?
Because it's Hawaii.
Okay, that's enough.
In the name.
No. It's just, I mean, I don't know. Like, so my friend Melissa, shout out to Melissa. She goes every summer because she has family out there, and I think she goes for like, I don't know, a couple weeks, and I don't know, just like the picture she posts is beautiful.
Yeah.
She goes when?
She goes every year.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah, she has family out there.
Well, dude, her sister is a backup dancer for Chris Brown.
No, for several people. She was in, like, Ariana Grande's music video for 7 Rings. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was great. Thank you. Next.
like that. I like that. What else you got?
I would probably have to say Thailand.
Oh.
No?
As long as you don't throw the Dominican Republic on there, we're
good. Oh, my God. It was until all that stuff started happening. Definitely
not. What's going on in the DR? I totally missed that.
Dude, technically nobody really knows. But one, athletes are getting shot out there. You saw David Ortiz get shot.
Yeah.
You saw, I mean, there's been like four or five or six Americans that have just died going to the Dominican Republic.
Some were like couples and stuff.
Yeah. So there's a serial killer in...
Nobody knows.
So did you see... Have you seen that one post going around about the... It first started with the woman that got attacked on like the resort somewhere in Dominican Republic. Did you see that? My gosh. She was rough looking. And then I was talking to Jill. Shout out to Jill. About one of the guys that I think... actually died. He like was drinking out of the mini fridge that they had in the room. It was alcohol. So I mean, I don't know if they're like doing some sabotaging or what, but yeah, it's crazy.
There's been like 6 Americans I think that have died.
I saw a post today on Facebook. It was like, visit the DR or spend the night with your ex.
And shout
I was
out like, to Cody Yates.
Yeah, and I was like, why is the DR? I'm going to the DR. What? That sounds great, but I didn't know what was going on. That's why I was trying to figure it out.
Dude, yeah, people are just getting hurt, like badly hurt and dying left and right. It's crazy out there. And nobody really knows why.
And I said ew to Thailand because that's like the sex slave capital of the world.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I'm not going anywhere near there.
So
I feel like that happens. I mean, that's like, I feel like that's popular everywhere now.
But it's the most popular there. So just think about that.
Yeah. I'll probably still go.
We know.
All right. Well, make sure you write a will first.
Number one on my list is Bor Bor. Okay. Always been one of my favorite places to go, or that I want to go. Don't know when that's going to happen because it's expensive as shit.
But it's not too expensive.
I mean, it's expensive for me. Maybe not your ball of life, but for mine.
No shit. I'm talking about physical shit.
Oh, okay. You're trying to play me. I see what you're doing. Number two, I want to go to Colorado.
Okay.
Shout out to Joe. Just came back from Colorado. yeah, don't get me started on Joe right now.
Yeah, let's not. Shout out to Joe.
London. I want to go to London. Toronto. I want to go to Toronto.
See Drake, right? Fanboy.
No, me and Shaq want to go to Toronto, actually. I think Shaq said he had a friend that went to Toronto and was a fucking... He said it was a fucking blast. So we'll try to plan to go to that soon, definitely.
Okay.
And then Hawaii. I would say those are the top places that I really want to go. And probably the only place that off of that list that I will go to soon would be Colorado. Because it's in the States.
Right.
Maybe Hawaii, because I know you can get... It's Hawaii, and I'm sure you can find good-ass deals.
You can.
To go to Hawaii. So maybe Hawaii and Colorado. What about you, Tim? Mr. Cali boy.
Definitely Hawaii. Just because it's Hawaii. I want to go to Miami. I've never been to Miami.
No? You want to go to Miami because that's where Bad Boys were shot.
I mean, well, yeah, duh.
And because it's Miami, right?
Because it's Miami.
Man, we should plan that. Seriously.
But I have a kid soon.
I know you got this thing getting ready to come.
this thing?
Oh, no, trust me, I'm hype. I'm hype. Man, not as hype as Tim, but I'm hype. I'm hype.
And a third place I'd like to go. Can I go back somewhere? I really want to go back to New York.
You love New York. That's your favorite place you've been to.
I love visiting New York. I would never want to live there, but I love visiting there.
Would you live up north?
I really don't want to go more north than this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the winter?
Yeah. Oh. And the summer.
But see, when I said that I want to move out to Cali for the weather, you said, but yeah, you don't get snow out there, though. So I feel like
Well, some parts of California do, but the part you're going to is not going to get snow.
I know.
But I also want to go to Greece.
Nice. How long have you been wanting to go to Greece?
Since my uncle went there a few years ago. And I saw the pictures.
I bet you that shit's dope.
I heard it was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
What's not expensive to go to?
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
I mean,
probably Hawaii.
True.
It's probably not that expensive.
True. Going on a cruise, like, I want to go to the Bahamas, man. 5-day cruise with the drink package. It's probably like $560.
So we're doing that next week?
That's not bad, though, right? That's not bad, right?
No, I'll talk to you after the podcast.
You know, Carrie listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You gonna bring her, right?
Yeah, so I'll talk to you after the podcast.
All right, so we gotta jump to our next topic, and that's our dream jobs growing up as a kid. I thought whoever came up with this one, I thought was very interesting. And I'll kick it over to Ashley. Like
my dream job was being a veterinarian.
Why'd you want to be a veterinarian?
Because of animals.
Obviously.
That's pretty much the only...
That was pretty deep.
I mean, were there...
were
there any animals that you didn't want to come across, or any animals that scare you that would come into the... that you feared coming into the vet or anything like that?
Before I started working at the last hospital that I worked at, I was scared of, like, snakes and, like, spiders, but people have those things as pets. So I kind of got used to... So I kind of got used to seeing them. So no, I'd probably say nothing. But as a kid, yeah, of course, I was scared of those things.
For me, man, firefighter, of course. Always used to dress up. Pops used to buy me all the fire trucks available, all the toy fire coats and fire hats, and always used to play around the house, man. It was my dream job to be a firefighter, and I was blessed enough to do that for about 2 years.
Yeah, that was dope.
Definitely miss it for sure. It was awesome. Wish I could do, and there's a part of me today that I wish I could do that, you know, as a full-time job. I kind of just gave up on it, though, and I know that sounds weak, but...
Lame.
It's just so hard, man. Like, when I went and tested for Richmond, I got, like, test packet 3,042.
I don't know. Explain to us what that means.
So, over 3,000 people tested.
Shit.
And they only hired like 50 or 60 people.
So, be the best of the best.
No, I'm with you, and I tried, but I didn't even get a call back for that.
Surprising.
I got a call back for Petersburg when I went and tested for them.
Do they even have fire trucks?
Yeah. Actually, they went, obviously, everybody knows that what they went through and the struggle that they went through, but they actually bumped their firefighters up with a pay raise, and they have gotten new equipment out there.
That's so super dope. I always wanted to be a cop.
But, so here's...
Yo, chill. Hold on. Let's hear what the peanut gallery has to say about that.
Nothing.
Why is that the funniest thing you ever heard?
No, it's not. It's not. Hey, you, go ahead.
That's what that's what I want to talk about. That's something you've always wanted to do. Bro, Chesterfield is hiring like crazy.
Yeah, they have like a $1,500 bonus, like, too.
I can't be a police officer right now.
Yeah. Your driving record is not that bad. I know that's what you were going to say, but...
Have you seen it?
No. No.
And I can't for another reason as well.
I guarantee you... They need help so bad they might look past that.
Well, that's the same reason you couldn't when you tested.
What?
Yeah, so what's the next topic?
You talking about marijuana?
Yeah.
Weed, whatever.
Pot. Devil's lettuce.
Yeah, so I mean that's tricky. I'll tell you this. So I went to apply to be just not even a cop, apply to be a dispatcher in Henrico. And I went through the hiring process, and my dad always told me they're not going to, you know, exclude you from the job because you've smoked weed before. Everybody has.
Right. I mean, I don't smoke anymore, but it hasn't been long enough from what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I went and tested, and on the test packet it said, have you smoked marijuana in the past
2 years?
24 months. Yeah, 2 years. And I said yes. And I put on there in the notes, it was about a year and a half ago or something like that. And I got tapped on the shoulder, and she took me outside in the hallway and said,
We're good.
I'm sorry. Basically, I'm sorry, but you need to leave. Like, sorry, you need to get your ass out of here, though.
So dad was wrong.
Yes. But that's in Henrico. I mean, I don't know how other police departments would do that, but I know plenty of people that have gotten hired in the police department that have smoked weed.
Well, yeah, me too. But, like, I think some dispatchers should smoke weed. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole right now, but there's been so many calls that I've heard with fucking terrible dispatchers.
Well, first off, being a dispatcher is a hard-ass job anyways.
Right, but, like, there's dispatchers, like, hanging up on people and stuff because they weren't, like, necessarily coherent because they're having the worst day of their fucking life.
I agree.
So anyways, yeah.
Firefighter, what about you?
I told you.
He said a cop.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if that was your final answer or not.
What the fuck is this? Who wants to be a millionaire?
I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. So a cop, veterinarian, and a firefighter. Man,
that's a dope squad.
Yeah, that is a dope squad.
I'm halfway to mine. What about y'all?
Yo, you trying to play us?
No, I'm just kidding.
Mad disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. So let's go into... I want to know if you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be? Mm. So four y'all at a table and three guests.
Oh, dinner all at once.
Yes.
Okay.
All at once, who would it be? I'll go first.
Okay.
I thought I have to... Denzel Washington.
Okay.
LeBron James. Okay. And Tupac.
Wow.
I feel like that would be... And so one of the reasons that LeBron is my favorite player is because what he does in the community. Like, he's very vocal in the community and works in the community. And that's something that Tupac did as well. So that would be a dope-ass dinner. And we all know what Denzel brings to the table. So that would be a dope-ass dinner, too. And I see what you're doing over there, Tim, but I swear to God, if Will Smith is at your dinner table, I'm going to delete this podcast. And just honorable mentions, one, Rihanna.
So she could be like, wow, this dude's fucking weird.
No, she would not.
Definitely talked to her yesterday, and she's like, love your podcast, but the fucking host.
So for me, LeBron, Denzel, and Tupac. That's a dope-ass legendary squad, so I would love to see... y'all two top that, and I'll shoot it over to Tim.
Okay, Will Smith, of course. Are you finishing off LeBron. That's bitch finishing off LeBron.
No, that's you all on Will Smith's nuts.
Michael boy, Jackson. Can't
even breathe. He was going to be on my list, but little boys. And all right, go ahead.
Chill the fuck out.
I'm just fucking with you. That's my fucking, it's my favorite musician of all time. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, he easily would have to be. Like, it's just, it's not even a question.
Don't ask Bobby that.
All right.
No, Bobby would choose Michael.
I was going to say, I think he would. So, got Will Smith, got Michael Jackson, and does it have to be a celebrity?
No, it could be whoever you want.
Probably my uncle who passed. I know that's kind of deep, but
that's cool. I understand for sure.
That would be dope. I mean, it'd be a weird mix, but
it would be a weird mix. I mean, you know, mine kind of coincide all three with each other.
Yeah, you know? But this is we're gonna be at dinner for a long time. This dinner might go into breakfast.
My dinner's getting paid for.
Will Smith can't pay for my dinner.
Nah, he's not gonna pay for your dinner. I'm sorry, brother.
I know him personally. We've had dinner. He does. I just want to go dinner. This is just me trying to reach out to him. I lost his number, and I'm trying to reach out to him again.
All right, Ashley, what about your three people that you would have dinner with?
This one's hard for me, but it's whatever. So I'd probably choose you, Michael. Sweet.
What? Wait, whoa, hold. What?
And wait.
That's the lamest shit I've ever heard in my life.
And I'd probably, I'm just doing it for the entertainment. And then I would probably do Trump and my Aunt Nanai.
Oh, hell yeah. Woo!
Do you know how entertaining that dinner would be?
Oh, my God.
Very.
You would get deported, bitch.
My ass is... Actually, fuck you, because you're setting me up.
Yep.
I'd be... Man.
You'd two
be
against on, like, one.
I'm definitely getting deported in that conversation. Fuck. But that would be fucking entertaining. That'd be fun.
That would, yeah, I'm just going to sit back.
That was weird at first.
That's straight comedy right there. I see why you picked that.
Oh. Honorable mention, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Damn. All right, but yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm sticking to mine.
those were interesting, guys. I'm thinking about them, and the more I think about them, those were actually really good picks.
I agree.
All right, so now it is time, that time, the end of the show, where we ask our guests and the guests ask us multiple questions, and it's time to see who will plead the fifth. And the first one on the hot seat is Timbo Psych. We're going to shoot this over to the guest. We're switching it up this week, Tim. We'll put the guest on the hot seat first. We got to do it.
She's turning pink already, bro.
I know. Look at her. Look at her.
So I think I'll go first. I'll ask her the first question.
So, Ashley, it is time for you to plead the fifth.
Or not. Out of all of Bish's ex-girlfriends, who is your favorite?
This is fucking amazing.
This is...
I told you I was bringing the heat this week.
You say that. Hold on. You say that every week, though.
And I always get somebody to plead the fifth.
I would probably say Megan.
Okay. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley. So my question for you for plead the fifth is, if you could change one thing about your life right now, what would it be?
Probably...
That many, huh?
Hold on.
Shit. On the way to being a veterinarian. Things are great.
I would probably say my job.
I thought you liked your job.
I mean,
though.
I do, but I'm saying, like, I wish I was, like, I wish I would have went to school for what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you'd be higher up in your job.
Yes, already.
Okay. Have you thought about going back to school?
No.
Why?
Because it's expensive.
It is expensive.
And it's just time consuming.
Okay.
So, next question.
Final question.
The final question.
And you haven't plead the fifth yet.
So, final question. Out of Brittany or Michael, who's your favorite sibling?
Yeah, I have to plead the fifth to that.
Got him. Got him.
Why do you always go family and you get...
Because that's how you get someone to plead the fifth.
That is true.
Man.
All right, so now we're going to kick it over to Mr. Bish. It's time for him to be in the hot seat. Let's see if we can get him to plead the fifth.
Not going to happen. I said this week I was going to answer every question.
You're going to answer every question this week.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. That's the fucking goal.
That man looks nervous as hell over there.
I ain't going to lie, my heart rate through the roof, but it is what it is. I don't trust y'all. I don't trust y'all one bit.
I don't trust me either, so honestly, I don't blame you.
All right, so Michael, I'm going to ask you your first question.
Let's get it.
What do you think were some of your insecurities in your last relationship?
Don't plead it.
Man, I really want to plead the fifth.
It only gets worse, trust me. I'd probably answer this one based off of what I'm asking you next.
I would say trust issues. I'm gonna go with that and stick with that. Not on her part, but on my part. Just because the relationship before that, I was cheated on. So that I think that coming into a new relationship, carried that over, which was definitely wrong to do. But yeah, that's I'll stick with that.
Are you crying? Are you crying? No,
I wanted to answer that as correctly as I could.
Okay.
I did not want to plead the fifth. It is not my goal to plead the fifth.
So, I got a question for you. Actually, I have two.
What?
Number one. Well, Ashley asked one. I haven't asked you one before that.
True. I mean, did Ashley want to ask a third, or did you just have one?
Well, okay. Well, it depends after this question, if you plead the fifth or not. I mean,
let's go.
It don't matter. What was your most awkward sexual experience? That was actually a question for you for one of our guests. So, like, I'm really curious to know.
My sister's in the room.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to know that.
It wasn't a question. That's part of you pleading the fifth if you'd like to. You don't have to get graphic about it.
Okay. So I was still living at home.
Wow. Was it in Ashley's room?
So I had invited this this girl over, obviously, and we ended up messing around, and I had to stop because she...
I knew this was the perfect question.
Man,
finish him.
She was not wearing any deodorant.
Oh my goodness.
And it was so bad to the point where I could not finish at all.
Well, that's where you say, like, hey, you want to take a shower real quick and we can look this up afterwards?
That was not possible.
What are you, that bad?
No, I mean, there was people inside the house. That just was not an option.
Wasn't your room connected to the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
Whose house are you thinking about?
The one, yeah, whose house are you thinking about?
I thought that, never mind, I'm wrong, so it doesn't really matter either way.
Never have I had that luxury, but I would definitely say that was my most awkward one because it was that bad to where I had to stop.
Okay.
So, Michael, for your final question, who out of all of your, I would say, close guy friends would you count on the most? Who could you count on the most out of, like, Tim, Bobby, Forrest, or Shaq?
For what situation?
Anything. At all.
That's tough because they each hold their... If I had to pick overall, I would say Shaq. Can't pick Tim because he's not on time. Can't pick Bobby because he'll go through with it and then right before we leave the driveway or neighborhood, he'll be like, nah, I'm good. And then Forrest, actually, I could probably count on Forrest too. But I would go Shaq. I would go Shaq for sure.
Okay. So looks like you made it through plead the fifth.
Nice. Thank God. I told you I was not going to plead the fifth this week. I think I have almost every episode. So
yeah, I've done it once. So
I had to break the trend this week. But that leaves us with Tim.
What?
Man, it is time to see if you will plead the fifth.
Never that, except for that other one that would get me arrested.
All right, so I'll ask your first question. What is the most annoying thing about your sister?
About my sister?
Yes.
And
the reason that I ask you this is because I know y'all are close.
Well, yeah, we're pretty damn close. The most annoying thing is, I mean, it's not even really about her, though.
Nah, man. Come on. You better make it good. Don't BS the answer.
The most annoying thing is that she calls me so much, and I don't ever call her enough.
So that's your fault.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, I know. Yeah. It's an annoying thing about my sister, though. It's about my sister. I mean, I can't give... Nothing really annoys me about her.
Not one thing.
No.
Not even that she calls you too much?
No, back I in guess. The day, there was tons of shit that annoyed me when we lived together, but not now. Like, we're just totally cool now.
All right. I'll let that fly, I guess. That was a weak-ass answer, but I'll let that fly.
I can't pull shit out of my ass. Well, I could, but it'd be pretty gross on the podcast.
All right, Tim. So, question number two for you. What do you think you can do better in your relationship?
That's a good one.
I would definitely say communication. I'm a very bad communicator. I'm a smartass a lot. And maybe I should tone that down a little bit when we need to talk about things that are a little bit more serious or just things in general.
I agree. Most guys have problems communicating. So what about you, Michael? What's
something that you could change in your relationship?
Hey, man, how about fuck y'all, right? How about fuck y'all? All
right, so question number three.
All right, Tim, so I got a real good one, actually. This just came to me. I know that...
he looks way too fucking confident.
I know that you listen to this at work in the shop.
Okay.
Y'all play this on the loudspeaker, so shout out to Platinum Plus Auto Repair. Appreciate y'all listening, but... Tim, I want to ask you, with everybody listening, who is your least favorite coworker?
My least favorite coworker
that you work for in that shop, not at another location.
That works in this shop.
Yeah.
Well, there's only three of us now.
Well, you better pick who's the least favorite. You can say you like them all, but who the fuck is the least one that you like working with, motherfucker?
Okay, well... It's a lame ass question. I mean, I'm gonna answer it.
How's that lame?
Because there's only three of us, and I don't have a problem with either one of them.
Okay, that's fine. So, out of your entire who works for Platinum Plus Auto, how about that? We'll expand it. Who do you least like the most?
Who do I least like working with?
Yes,
Casey.
Why?
We're really good friends, but working with her sometimes it's weird because we are friends, and so like sometimes she has to like run up on me. I don't like it.
Like, she bosses you around because she's your boss, bro.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's exactly why, yeah.
Okay.
Come on now. Y'all make this so easy every week.
All right, man. I'm going to get you next week. Right, I'm going to get you next week. I got to get you next week.
Another one bites the dust.
Speaking of that, that's going to wrap up episode 6. Great fucking episode, y'all.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for coming out. Great
fucking episode. It was awesome. Thank you.
Ashley, in your opinion, do you think it was better than Shaq's episode?
Absolutely.
As she should say.
Throwing shots, but that's something you should say. So appreciate you coming out. Awesome show. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at UncensoredMT. Subscribe to us on Spotify. And we have more platforms on the way, so make sure you're on the lookout for that. So,
respond to the podcast on the page on Facebook.
Yeah, man. Hey,
Instagram.
Appreciate everybody responding, man. We got a lot of answers. That's something we got to do next podcast. We got to make that a point to share everybody's answers. And I'm sorry that I didn't do it this time. I know I said I would, but I promise everybody we will share those answers on the next podcast.
Absolutely. So signing off from the Up Top Pod, this is Uncensored with Mike and Tim.
Yay, yay!
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.